Hello! You are listening to The Dungeon Boys. The Dungeon Boys is a group of friends telling a story Dungeons and Dragons style. This podcast is gazillion% rated for people who can handle the word fuck and quite a bit of dick jokes. If that's not you, turn this off right now and go do something else.
Yeah, like fuck that dick.
Jesus Christ, though. Oh my lordy boy.
We're in the intro. Gosh, pull it together.
I'm setting the tone.
Yeah, he is. You can find us on all of the fun social medias where we do tons of cool things like commission art from artists to posts of these wonderful characters. We have videos, so if you are loving this podcast but want to see what our faces look like when we react to each other's jokes, like the one Arlen just made, you can actually have that on a video. In general, it just supports small creators like us who are trying to get this wonderful podcast out to more human beings. And if you want to maybe tell a friend, that's cool too. But with that, I will go ahead and introduce the boys. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, boys.
Hi, my name is Fox. I am playing Squeak, the Herringon Paladin Wizard.
I'm Jen. I am playing Squish on the Dungeon Boys. She is a Hippogriff Forge Cleric.
Hey, this is Valen, your Winged Tiefling Warlock here, played by Arlen.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm playing Garbage. I am a rogue halfling.
And we have Molly playing Emberly, the Fire Fairy Druid. Thanks for giving us grace. There was a little bit of editing issues with Molly's intro. And my name is Justine. I am your Dungeon Daddy for this campaign. And with that, the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes. Last episode, Valen found his new team. Together with the help of Emberly, the Fire Fairy Druid, and Garbage, the Halfling Rogue, they were able to make their way to the planet of No-Tooth for the Vault Subnautical. While Garbage may have messed up in getting them behind the scenes, they were able to quickly spot Nyx Pips, the game show host who always does the commentary on the Vault Subnautical. With some smooth talking from Valen and grabbing a new friend, Squish, the cleric Griff, they were able to sneak in, where they were immediately bamboozled into being on a team with Squeak, the Herringon Wizard Paladin. Now this new team, if you can call it that yet, is ready to face their fate.
So you are a team. You are entered. You'll go through the basic procedures, and then we'll get you all started here pretty soon. We are rushing to get this ahead of schedule. Apologies if you did not get the memos. But yes, I hope you don't die. She kind of looks at you all up and down. Doubtful. Well, best of luck, and enjoy the Vault Subnautical. I hope you're ready to become heroes.
You all look at each other and realize you just got entered into the Vault Subnautical.
Well, goddammit, guys. This wasn't the plan.
Well, that's what I was here to do.
Garbage is going to look over to Valen and Emberly, and he's like, this wasn't part of the fucking plan.
Well, I mean, the plan was for you to have actual passes to get in, and you didn't have passes and out-of-date uniforms.
Look, man, I found these uniforms my uniform, 3 years ago. I've been prepping this role for a long time. I mean, that's... Everything had... Okay, man. What are we gonna do? Because, I don't know anything about the Vault's nautical. I was supposed to get in behind the scenes, steal something, and then be good to go. All right?
Oh, you're all thieves?
No. I'm not. I was here to win. I'm winning this thing.
I meant acquire through legal means.
I'm a costume designer.
Oh.
You have my word on it. And then he's going to cross his fingers.
I mean, I realize I didn't vet all of you very well, but I got here ready to compete, and then apparently they changed the rules, and I needed a team. And so, sorry to just rope you all in, but we're doing this.
I was also looking for a team, so this was fortuitous.
Valen is just face palming right now.
Yep. So, thanks for joining. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Squeak was the name?
Yes.
All right, well, welcome aboard.
Have you ever been on a team before?
Huh?
Oh, yes, I've been on plenty of teams, and I always win.
Okay, well, that's good. Just checking. Because, like, I mean, don't you literally, like, ask?
People don't tell me no.
Okay.
I like this can-do attitude. Let's go. Let's do it.
Exactly.
How we doing over there, TP?
You see TP do finger guns from Squish's shoulder.
What's everybody bringing to this team?
Oh, yeah. Master of firearms, little bit of healing, little bit of everything that you might need in a race for honor and glory and prizes.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have only, like, made things for people in the Vaults of Nautical. But I can heal and turn into cool animals.
All right. Boots, wields magic, little pew pew here and there. Also, any kind of winks at TP.
TP gets really excited and does more finger guns.
I've been in plenty of skirmishes in the last couple weeks, so I'll be able to hold my own. Garbage? How? Are you okay with this, buddy?
Yeah. I need to work on my forgery skills, I've learned. But other than that, I'm the paragon of roguishness, can't you see? I usually acquire things of monetary value. I can handle myself in a fight, but I prefer not to be, you know?
Well, you all sound just adequate, and this is going to be great.
Gotta say, friend, I love your spirit.
Val's going to look around and see if he can see, like, a start time for the nautical.
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes.
Oh, all right, well, we got 45 minutes to check in, and we've already checked in. But 45 minutes to get to where we need to go, pick up anything.
All of you roll perception for me.
Valen rolled a 16.
Squish rolled a 7.
Garbage rolled a dirty 20.
Oh, no. Everly rolled a 1.
Natural 1?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Plus 10, so it's an 11, but...
Squeak rolled a 15.
Okay, so anyone who rolled above a 13... You will notice that there are big, large hallways kind of coming out of this entire coliseum where all the teams will go into different separate directions. People who rolled lower than that, I think you're just really overwhelmed by all the people and what's going on. And there's like huge drone cameras like zooming in and flying around people to like see who the contestants are and things like that. Valen and Garbage, you both rolled above a 15. So you both notice, you start looking at the other teams. So you see there is a group that Valen kind of catches your eye of a pirate gang that is kind of hanging around that all look very overconfident. You notice a Aarakocra and 3 humans in one of the corners kind of all focused together wearing robes and talking. You see a cyborg that has 3 dwarves with him. The dwarves look really confused, almost like they were just pulled off the street. And the cyborg looks super focused, like he had to grab a team and this is what he grabbed. And yeah, you just see lots of contestants kind of here and there just flittering about. And you notice that some of the contestants who look like they're like the cyborg and the pirate gang, they're looking at the doors, like what they think will be the best option for them.
Is there a map anywhere?
Mm-mm.
Well, let's pick our starting point, and I think we just start walking around.
The Colosseum doors, there's 10 of them. And you watch, and all, the whole team will see this. You see that pirate gang pick the 7 and walk through, and instantly a force field comes up. So it's like once you pick your path, that's where you're going to go.
Guys, do we have all of our supplies ready to go? I mean, I wasn't planning on doing this, but...
Right, yeah, and that's... So Squish's role is 16 for a history check, since she was coming in here to be a contestant.
With a 16, you would notice that they've completely changed the rules. You've done your history, you've watched past races in media, and the group setting has never happened before. Mm-hmm. They've also added prizes last minute, which has never happened before. Normally, the winner gets to meet with the council. That has completely been revoked, and now they meet with Commander Gallowood, who is the head of the Adial System Army. He's like basically the general below that the council uses. So there's a lot that's changed. You can kind of tell as you look around that people are stressed out. This isn't how it normally goes. People are running around. Like, you've seen like the behind the scenes, like, of the Vault Subnautica from past years, and it was very like organized, and this looks very much like rushed. People are scrambling. And you would know about the race itself that as long as you get to the top of that volcano, you win. That's a lot of information. Nope. Do you have
exactly,
any questions?
Yeah, no, nope, exactly what I needed to know.
I was not told that murder was an option that could happen to me.
Surprise.
to you.
Val's going to turn to Squish and Squeak, but since you both were prepared to enter this, where do y'all want to start at?
Since I was already back behind here, have I done any prep work to figure out maybe where a good starting area would be?
Yeah, as you have been like listening in, go ahead and give me an insight with advantage.
23 for Squeak.
Nice.
Fantastic. Yeah, as you've been listening in, you hear a couple of the groups have actually participated before. This race only happens once every 15 years, and that's pretty rare that people survive, and then they survive the trauma and want to go back in. But because the rules have changed so much, people really are wanting to try again, because it's considered to be like the biggest event that's happened in 150 years. And so you kind of tune in and hear people saying, no, the even numbers are going to start on the north end, which is like, where we're like, blah, 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 blah. You want to go for the odd numbers. You want to go for that. And like, they're kind of like, shh, like that. And the teams that haven't been here before are like, I think it's like a clock. Like, we should probably start in the beginning or like maybe like going towards the end. Like people, but as you like tuned in because you got such high insight, those people who have been here before are saying like the odd numbers are where you want to start.
Okay. Well, I think we should pick an odd number. It seems like that's the best way to go.
Since Garbage rolled a dirty 20 on the surroundings check, can he see where the like more intimidating groups are?
They're kind of all scattered around, and once people enter, the force field goes up, so you don't see them anymore. It's like they're walking down a big hallway. 7, 9, and 2 have already have force fields up, which means that 3 of the 10 teams have picked.
Well, I think, how about number 5?
That sounds good to me.
Squish is going to hold up a 5 and high-five everyone.
Squeak's just going to, like, look at your hand again and be like, no, thank you.
Emberly flies over and high-fives you.
Garbage is going to give a high-five, but kind of look at TP to, like, see if he's okay. Because is TP still on Squish's shoulder?
Yeah, when Squish goes to give Garbage a high-five, she'll, like hand TP back over. Man, it seems like you got a good judge of character here.
And TP gives you a wink, Squish.
Alright, buddy. It looks like we're going.
So as you all head to the giant 20-foot, like, carved out of the sandstone Colosseum entrance, you look around you and Emberly, you notice Inferno Jones is not next to you.
Wait! Can I roll for something to see if I can... Spot her.
You don't need to roll necessarily. You look back and she's about 30 feet back and she's standing. She's starting to draw attention and growling at the number 7 where that pirate gang walked through.
Ooh, okay. That doesn't bode well. Come here, Inferna. Inferna? She's going to try and call her over. Do I notice anything?
Well, you did notice that Valen recognized them.
Oh, okay, I'll fly over. What's wrong, girl? What do you see?
Valen's gonna go.
And memories, as you're walking, come back that the Smiley Pirate Gang were the people that had imprisoned Inferno Jones's mother and her back in the cave system. Oh. We're throwing it way back to episode 6.
Valen's gonna walk up to Inferna and kind of kneel down in front of her. It's okay, girl. They're not gonna get you. We'll make sure of that. You're with us now.
She growls, and you get the feeling that it's she who wants to get them.
Mm. All right, well, we can get them. Well, you want to take him out, girl? You want to take him out?
I love this like, visual of, like, Inferno. Like, yeah, you're going to be a good girl. You're going to get him. This is, like, Bane speak.
All right, Inferno, let's go. Come on, we got to catch up with the rest of the crew.
She jumps up, so her back grazes underneath your feet, Emberly. Almost like if you wanted to ride her, you could grab on. Ooh. It's a split second, and then she kind of like jumps back down and starts walking. But it's almost like she gave you permission.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna hop on a hellhound.
You're the only one who won't burn touching her, so she's not used to like physical touch.
So as I settle onto her haunches, you see that the flames on her, like her feathers, like on her, the base of her paws and on her tail, the tips of her ears, go from like a red orange to like a pink orange.
Oh, like they match you?
Yeah.
That's really cute.
What the fuck just happened? Valen's confused.
As Emberly and Inferna Jones are pulling up to the group, Squish is gonna lean down and give Inferna Jones a nice little scritch scratch behind her ear because she's also resistant to fire. So, squish, squish, squish.
Ooh, nice. Roll animal handling for me.
That's a 22.
Yeah, Valen, you are even more in shock of this strange group you've grabbed in the last 15 minutes because for the first time, besides that very initial time when you met Inferna Jones when she was a puppy, she lets someone pet her. Squish goes in at just the right angle and is fireproof and scritches, and Inferna's pink flames grow brighter as she licks your hand and then just keeps walking toward number 5 very confidently.
If we come across them, it'll be a... we'll take them out.
Okay, but it should be like a low priority here, because we're here for one reason.
Well, at this point, buddy, I mean, we're going to have to win this in order to get them.
I'm going to scratch her behind the ears and say, don't listen to him. We're gonna get him. We're going to fuck him up.
We're going to murder him.
We'll kill them while they're sleeping. It's okay.
So Squish and Squeak, you're hearing your new group talk about murder. How are you guys feeling about that?
Yeah, I mean, murder. Well, first of all, why? Let's talk about the why before. Why? Well, why does the pup want to get the pirate?
All right, well, that group of pirates were actually the ones that were responsible for her capture.
God damn
Squish
it.
Squish is going to look at TP and nod. We'll get him.
Garbage is going to be like, fuck. God damn it. All right, so they got to die.
All right. Did I roll anything, Justine?
I know you were deceiving, but they would have no context.
Okay, so cool.
Because we all know Grayson shot that fucking hellhound.
Well, technically, it is their fault. So
they imprisoned the dogs as guards.
Yeah.
I feel like Squeak's gonna pull out his book, and he's just gonna like flip to an empty page, and he's just gonna write down like, "Dear diary, what have I done?"
So you all feel the temperature drop a little bit as you walk under the cool sandstone now, out of the blazing heat of Notuv, of the two suns, and you feel like the shade prickle on your fur and on your skin. And as you walk in, you see a human standing there, looking very composed. This is probably one of the most composed folks you've seen, and says, "Hello, what's your team's name entering?"
The High Fives.
High Fives. Writes it down, and then says, "Great, we are going to be doing a power check at this point. So what we will do is we will be giving you an injection. This injection includes a tracker so that all the drones can track you for videotaping and also make sure that you don't abuse your powers."
What?
Hold up. What's going on here?
I don't like any of this.
You're in...
Would you like me to repeat?
You're injecting us with a tracker?
A small microchip that, once the Vault of Nautical is over, will disintegrate in your bloodstream.
I want to just insight check that.
Mm-hmm. Everyone can roll insight if they want.
I rolled a 19 plus 10 for a 29.
Holy shit.
Valen rolled a 14 plus 3.
Garbage rolled a straight 16.
Squeak rolled a 19.
Squish rolled a 14.
Okay, you all pass. But the 29, you're going to get extra. So, yeah, this seems pretty standard. They're talking about, like, legendary, like, items. They're talking about magic that would, like, disrupt the entire nautical, things like that. Probably nothing that your guys' level that you could think of, personally, as you think of your own skills. And then, yeah, the tracker is pretty normal. It's so that they can find you and record you.
Great. So I can't do that one thing. Got it.
You don't know.
Is this, can I tell if he's telling the truth about it disintegrating after the Vault of Nautical is over?
Yes, she is telling the truth on everything. It will disintegrate, absolutely. But you can tell probably because your insight was so high that the tracker is normal, but it was normally in like a wristband. It being injected is entirely new.
Okay.
She holds up a giant syringe and smiles.
Val's gonna look it up, but well, okay. So I'm gonna be completely honest. I'm not good with needles. Is there any other like external device we can use that doesn't?
No, unfortunately, this is the rules for entering the Vault of Nautical. It should have been in all the paperwork to future contestants that was sent out.
I never actually got that paperwork.
Yeah.
I signed it all for us. Look. Squish is going to look at the person. Do you mind? My friend is a little squeamish around these things. As the, kind of like the personal physical attendant. Like, do you mind if I administer it to my team?
Ooh, roll persuasion with advantage.
Oh, let's do it again. That'd be better. with advantage, Squish rolled a 9.
Oh, no.
I'm not really supposed to allow you to do that.
Well, here, I'll let you inject me first, just so you know. We're on the up and up. I have to punch him a little bit so that I have to punch him in one arm and then you can inject him in the other arm. Don't tell him that. It's a distraction.
Okay, if you let me do it to you, that's enough trust. And so she tries to go and enter the needle in your very thick,
very thick
skin, and it doesn't, like, it
bends.
It's like having a really hard time going in. Yeah, and she goes like, ooh, and then opens a big case full of more and says, I'm just gonna let you do it, but this stays between us.
Gotcha, girl, gotcha.
She, like, busies herself with her notepad, like, obviously looking guilty, but, like, also really embarrassed she couldn't, like, get through your skin.
Yeah, so Squish is also not super cool with blood and needles. So you're gonna see, like she has, like, a little pouch on her chest in one of her holsters, and she's gonna open it up, and, like, coming down her arm is basically a nanobot, but with a lot of, like, really sharp little, so like a spider, right? Like a little nanobot looks like a spider with very, very sharp little needles, and it's gonna go, and it's gonna grab, and it's gonna start injecting.
Squeak's gonna pull out his water skin, and, like, put that between where, like, the nanobot's gonna inject and be like, you can just right in the water skin. That'll work.
Yeah, the nanobot, it just goes to your arm and you slip the water bottle in her and it injects the fluid into the water bottle. And then it goes towards you, Valen.
Fuck. Valen's like, no, can I do myself?
The nanobot, like, kind of looks at Squish, looks back at you, and then injects it. But it only injects it, like, into your jacket fabric versus your skin.
Puts it back. He goes, thank you.
And the nanobot scurries over to garbage.
Can I roll a perception to see what happened?
So for this, what's your passive perception?
14.
Yeah, I'd say you saw what Valen pulled.
Okay, he's going to try to do the same thing.
I didn't make Valen roll, so I can't make you roll.
Nice.
And then it goes to Emberly.
I think just because Emberly sees how skeptical everybody else is, she's like, I feel like this would be a bad idea. So she takes out a little bag of the good berries that she made earlier, and she's going to stick it underneath the needle as the little nanobot climbs over her.
Perfect. So it then goes back to you, Squish, and kind of chew, and, like, becomes tiny and goes back in your little pocket. Squeak, you can add a water flask filled with magic dampening fluid and a nanobot to your inventory. You can add a nanobot goodberry to your inventory. So you all walk into the next part, The woman completely ignores you. And as you walk into that room, you see this changeling sitting there with his one leg crossed, kind of picking an invisible piece of lint off of his pants, his fingers together, staring at you all, and says, "So for that interview."
Oh, you want to do it right now?
Indeed.
All right. It's not live, though, right? We're just going to be recording it and airing it later?
Mm-hmm. He's still pissed at you, you can tell.
All right. Well, we'll ask away, buddy.
So he whips out a little kind of pen that starts writing on its own magically on this scroll and gestures around you. This is the first time you're looking at the holding area you'll be sitting in before the nautical begins, which is quite soon. There are, think of a sandstone type cave that's very small and very cool. At the back end, in a circular fashion, is a glass tube that has kind of these see-through doors that are currently closed. Think like when Katniss in the Hunger Games was underground waiting to go up in that tube to the Hunger Games trials. That's kind of what I base this on. And around there, they're carved into these sandstone walls are these seats that Nyx Pips sits on one, annoyingly tapping his pen at this point, and waiting, and kind of gestures to the seats for you. As you all kind of look around, some of you may choose to sit, he narrows his eyes at the finery that you're wearing, Squeak, and says, "We'll start with you. Name?"
You can call me Squeak.
Last name? Surname?
Oh, nope, just Squeak. That's all I have.
Planet you're hailing from?
I'm not the smartest. I don't really remember what it's called.
He narrows his eyes at you with your super finery that you're wearing and stuff and says, "What made you want to do the Vault of Nautical?"
"Oh, you know, fame, fortune, prizes."
Classic. "And have you thought about that you might die?"
"Yeah, I didn't realize that was the thing that could happen until just a little while ago after I was already past all the registration." "Really helps if you read those manuals, I hear."
"Oh. And what are you feeling now?"
"It'll be fine."
"All right. And you?"
"Oh, thank God."
And he looks at Emberly. "Name?"
Hi, I'm Emberly.
"And what planet do you hail from?"
Invinia.
Okay. And what is your reason for doing the Vault of Nautical?
Well, that was not planned.
Interesting. That'll make a great story. What do you mean?
Oh, you know, sometimes you just meet people and things start developing. And so you just kind of, it just happens. Sometimes things just happen. Shit happens.
Might be the title of my article. And how do you feel about this team that you're with?
Well, so far they seem like really nice people who they seem very capable, and I am not at all terrified about what's happening right now.
You seem to have quite the companion, so I'm sure you'll be safe. And he gives a very familiar look at Inferna Jones, like he has seen her before. "Nice doggy." And then he looks at you, Squish, and says, "And you, your name?"
They call me Squish where I'm from. I'm from Norik 15, and I'm here to win.
Oh, I love the enthusiasm. Tell me, how did you meet your squad mates here that you are going to almost certain death with?
You know what? You could almost call it fate. We're all here, we're all gonna win, and we're gonna do it together. Or not. Either way, I'm gonna win.
You have quite the energy. Would you consider to be this team's leader?
Nope. Not at all. There is no I in team, but there is a we, and we will win.
Fantastic, fantastic.
So hang on to your lips, dips, and hips, honey. Let's go.
Valen is spelling out the word team, trying to forget what we use.
Same. It rhymes. It's in there. It rhymes.
Oh, shit. Nyx loves her energy because he knows this is the kind of people who do great on TV, and he's like, fantastic, fantastic. You. He looks at you, Valen. Name?
Oh, you know it. It's Valen.
Oh, we're not Sir Archibald McNugget this time.
Oh, no.
What planet do you hail from?
Invinia.
All right, and why are you running the Vault Subnautical?
Personal reason.
Care to deluge?
Well, there are certain things you can't do legally unless you're in the nautical.
Nyx looks a little uncomfortable. He pulls his collar.
He turns around to see if the force field has been activated behind us since we're in that room.
Not yet.
Okay. So there are some people that, you know, might be on the field that I, you know, might succumb to some, as they say, collateral damage.
Well, the last I heard, you were planning on running with a quite different group. I'm interested why you changed teams. And he looks at you viciously.
Personal reasons. Things came up. Life happens.
Maybe we'll do a second piece on that. And you, sir, nice suit. And Nyx is wearing, like, one of the nicest, most pristine suits of, like, the finery of Moss. And he looks at you, garbage.
Hey, yeah, I think we went to the same tailor, right? That guy off of that, off of 26. Yeah, you know, I'm really enjoying my time here. I've just met these people, but I feel like we've known each other for like 28 years, you know?
You just met this team. Teams usually train years together.
Figuratively speaking, we're all experts in our own crafts, you know what I mean?
You said you were a designer. Did you design his suit?
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
No, I mean, I got this suit at the same tailor you went to, Nyx, right?
Right, and why are you bringing a barely functioning raccoon with you on this endeavor?
Barely functioning raccoon?
Rude!
Hey, I take personal offense to that. He is fully functional.
This raccoon is state of the art, all right?
TP flips off Nyx Pips.
Yeah, you tell him, buddy. Yeah. He is twice the raccoon that you'll ever be.
Val's going to walk up to Nyx and be like, I think this interview's over unless you want to be a part of this team as well and run around with us in nautical.
Please, who do you think has to narrate this entire thing? The fans need me. They want me. They like me. They're ready. And he stands up and kind of looks at you all.
Garbage is going to interject and he's going to be like, I don't know. It could be real good reporting, a ground's eye view on the whole situation.
He considers what you're saying for a second, looks at you and says, that's why you take those injections so I can see exactly where you are and report on it. But he looks at Valen and he kind of claps you on the shoulder and says, don't die. And then he swaggers out of the room and the zoom, force field comes up.
God, I hate that fuck.
Good. I was wondering if he's actually your friend or not.
No.
Didn't think so. Caught up on that one. Picked up on that one.
Definitely not my favorite person. All right, so I think we got like another 10 minutes before this thing starts. So let's limber up a little bit and Valen starts stretching. His wings spread out, expanding out as large as it can, kind of just moving his shoulders a little bit.
Emberly's going to flit over to Squeak and say, hey, I just wanted to apologize if I was combative before. Well, this has all happened really fast, and I'm feeling, you know, a little stressed. So, sorry. I just want to say sorry.
Were you combative with me? Are we fighting? Should I be offended?
Oh, no, nope. No.
I can be offended.
We got beef here, too?
Just, okay. Whoa, kidding. I was just testing you. I was testing you.
What did you do?
You're definitely a team player, is what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been on lots of teams.
Okay.
I've been on so many teams.
This was a good talk. Yeah.
I usually vet the teams a little bit more, but, you know, desperate times.
What? Why'd you want to join?
Oh, I just really need to meet with someone. And, you know, getting visibility in the nautical is just the best way to do it.
Oh, okay. So is this like a love interest?
No, ew.
Just like, oh, okay.
Are you? Do you want to be my love interest? No, thank you.
Wait, what?
I think we should just remain friends. And he'll like turn and start to walk off.
okay, bye.
You just see him like shudder a little bit, like, oh.
The good talk.
Squish is over there just watching this awkward interaction while you know, polishing up her laser guns and getting ready to go.
He writes in his diary, "Dear diary, someone tried to hit on me today, and it was not okay."
And at that, you hear,
3 minutes. Please approach entrance.
And that glass, big glass cylinder that went to the ceiling, just and like opens, so you could all, it's a big 10-foot by 10-foot space you could all walk inside of.
I feel like Squeak is going to try to make sure he's not standing like next to garbage, but also not standing next to Emberly.
Fair. Valen's gonna be the last one to walk in.
Yeah, Valen, as you approach, you see all these, this your new team standing in front of you, and you feel for the first time in the last like 48 hours a tendril of Tarith's power kind of come back, and hear his voice and says,
"My power is coming back, Valen. Slowly, but surely. Don't worry. This time, when you go through the top of the entrance, it won't be my face you see. Instead, it'll be a different part of your destiny." I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it. I don't have enough to help you, except for the trickle of power you're feeling now. But do not lose focus. These are the ones you were supposed to fight.
Valen, like, clenches his fist a little bit. You'll see, like, his... Anyone who's paying attention will just see the tattoos on his left arm start to glow and pulsate a little bit more. And he'll just, in his head, say to Tarith, he goes, "All right, well, if you say so."
You're fucked.
Who are you talking to?
I said in my head.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I said in my head, unless you're a mind reader.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, hell of a rogue spell.
Yeah, it's one hell of a rogue spell. Yeah, he says that, and then he takes a deep breath and walks in.
As soon as Valen gets into the thing and we're on the way up, Squish has cast aid.
Oh, cool. Okay. What does your magic look like, Squish?
So, as everyone gets in there, and everyone's pretty close, she's gonna put her big old hippo arms around everyone, give them a little squeeze hug, and so Valen probably wouldn't have like reached. So aid is gonna go on Squeak, Emberly, and Garbage.
I feel like Squeak is very reluctant to being touched. He's like,
oh. maybe just her big old hippo hand is on. She's picked up on that, so her big old hippo hand will probably just be like on your like shoulder, like your elbow, the little elbow touch.
After the touch, he's gonna pull out like a cloth out of his bag and like wipe his fur.
This primp little boy.
How tall is Valen compared to everyone else?
Six foot. So Squish is like 3 inches taller than him.
Cool, so our heads are in Valen's crotch.
In his butt.
during the hug.
Well, that's assuming I'm facing the team. You might get smacked in their face with my tail.
Garbage is gonna look over to TP and be like, "All right, buddy, just, we gotta stick close to each other." He's gonna, like, give him a quick little, like, side hug. And then a quick pat on the back.
Get his finger guns again. And just like that, the ground shakes underneath you. And the bottom of this pillar inside this glass cylinder starts to rise. A counter flicks on and you can hear it overhead.
10, 9.
The reasons for why you wanted to run this race start flashing through your head.
8, 7.
The cave below is completely swallowed from view, and now you are in complete darkness, hearing this new team's breathing all around you. The air becomes beyond tense.
6, 5.
You go back and forth if you can do this or not. Will this team carry you? Or was this all for nothing? A giant mistake or a giant victory?
4, 3.
The adrenaline is now coursing at a height through your veins as you start to see a strip of sunlight at the top rim of this glass cylinder.
2, 1.
The glass cylinder opens and the light is blinding. It takes a minute for all of you kind of to adjust as you stand back to back on this small plate. As you blink in your new surroundings, you see the sharp volcanic rock everywhere around you. There's small pockets here and there of lava and of sand scattered. As you blink furiously and look around, the smell of sulfur and salt water pour into your nostrils, and you feel the small tickle of ash that's falling on your skin and fur as it dances lightly around you on a sea salt breeze. That breeze being the smallest savior to the thick, drowning humidity you feel. And in the distance, you hear large ocean waves crash and the bubbling gurgles of lava streams flowing throughout this ever-erupting and evolving planet. That sound, though, is interrupted by the harsh buzzing of drones. A small reminder that this is all being broadcasted to 9 different planets. Those 9 planets are watching. So are the 3 space stations. And the millions of individual ships. Goosebumps prickle the back of your neck as you realize the pressure is intensifying. Will your death be another source of entertainment to billions of onlookers? Or will you find what or who you need out of this race? A loud boom of a volcano goes off, jolts you all to your senses. And so we begin. The Vaultsome Nautical.
Does anybody have a map?
I was just supposed to get us here. So, like, who's the team captain here?
There is no, there's a we in team. There is no I. But anyways, the whole point is to get to the center. And we picked 6. We picked the 6th location, right? Is that the pod that we got into?
I mean, guys, we just walked through the door. Like, how hard is it to remember a number?
Well, you know what?
And then you hear,
oh, we gotta get off. Oh, we gotta get off.
Hey, yeah.
It goes back down behind you and seamlessly blends into the ground. You are now on the field. And like I said, there's drones zooming above you, kind of zooming in your face, zooming away that you notice is being projected to the entire star system.
Okay, so at this point, I feel like there's only one direction that how does this go, right? Like, you're gonna...
No, yeah, great question. I'm gonna re-explain it just so we're all kind of on the same page and so our listeners can get a little bit of a refresh here. So the way that this Vaultsome Nautical is designed is that, think of a clock face. You all chose 5, that was the number, and kind of came underground to the map. And we're just now raised up in that 5 position. The other teams were on different numbers. There were 10 teams total. And you're all equally spaced apart. The goal is to get to the volcano that is at the center of this circular map and get through all the obstacles, whether it be environmental, puzzles, and creatures that were placed in this, or the opposing teams themselves, get through all those obstacles and get to the volcano first so you can claim the prize, which is different for all of you. We don't know all your backstories yet, but is, for the story purposes, the scope, which is a part of the canon. All of you roll perception.
Squeak's not gonna roll. He's just gonna run. He just starts booking it.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Okay. If I fly 10 feet up or 30 feet up, can I get advantage?
Sure.
I fly up 30 feet to get vantage point.
Oh, and that is perception.
That's a 22.
Garbage also rolled a 22.
Wow, amazing.
I'm going to roll a survival because I'm going to be looking for anyone around us. Like assessing for threats combined with the information that Garbage is giving off from the ground and Valen's going to be given from air. Squish rolled an 18 for survival.
Okay. So this all happens very fast. So you see this Herringon take off, Valen take into the air, Garbage look around, and Squish kind of waiting for information while also assessing what's going on around them. And so Valen, from up above, you see many like small jutting rock faces about 500 feet in front of you. Almost like if you blurred your eyes, they'd look like hills, but because of the way the lava fields are, they're very jagged and intense, and there's a bunch of cave systems in there. To your right, you see a huge lava field, and to your left, you see kind of a plain. And way out, maybe 2,000 feet, you see another team kind of starting, also looking around. You can't really tell much more than that. Garbage, because you're on the ground, you look around. There's no footprints around you. You can tell you're the only ones in the area for now.
Squeak just ran off.
Squeak just took off. Squeak, not sure where you're going.
To the end!
To victory! Okay, he's running for the hills. We should probably follow him unless we want to let him kind of do his thing.
Probably towards the little jutting hills, because that's what's straight ahead of you.
Hear me out, but if he wants to run ahead, I mean, we could just let him spring any traps if he wants to play it that way. I would never wish that on someone. However, it's maybe not the worst thing.
Our best way to get through this is to stick together. We can't let one person... He looks like he's capable. I mean, he might help us out.
By setting off any traps.
Yeah, I'm not saying we're leaving him, letting him do his own thing. We're just following, I guess, a little closer behind. Let's head that way.
You all look ahead and see Squeak running fast. You start to pick up the pace. And Squish, as you kind of look around you, feel the earth under your feet, your big, large hippo feet, and you're kind of going. Your survival check of an 18 comes into play. You notice that while this terrain seems very normal, a lot of it actually has been terraformed to fit what it is so that this race could happen. So you're not necessarily running on just all natural land. Like, you can tell that things have been created in order to make this more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
As you look ahead too, and you kind of feel the air adjustment like past your cute chubby hippo cheeks, you kind of notice that it's getting hotter as you run forward towards these caves. Squeak, you are about 30 feet in front of your compadres, and you're running towards the cave system. Ahead of you, there's about 4 different openings of different caves in front of you that all seem like the only way you could try to traverse over, but it's very like sharp basalt and volcanic rock. Doesn't really seem like there would be an easy or even possible way over. So there's these 4 cave entrances. What would you like to do?
He's gonna stop for a second. He's gonna put his finger in his mouth, pull it out, and test the airs.
Yes, roll nature for me.
We must go back.
Yeah, this is giving me Mordor vibes.
And we must go back. No!
I rolled a motherfucking 18. No, Squeak rolled an 18.
With an 18, you put your little Herringon finger up to the sky. There is not really much of a distinct like wind or breeze, but you feel your finger almost get cold, like the moisture from the far off ocean like finally found that little piece, and then it evaporates quickly and goes back to the normal temperature. And there's a bit of like your fur almost statics a little, like a storm might be coming.
I guess I'll look up and see if there's clouds.
It's been overcast since you started, so it's kind of just a big overcast nightmare. And the clouds almost look red above you, like a blood red, because they're reflecting all of the lava pools below.
Huh. He's just going to turn around to his party.
and be like, run!
The sound of the urgency in your voice of the run, Inferno Jones takes off. Like, just starts running full blown. And Emberly, you were riding Inferno Jones, but she is just going wild. She is in her element. It's almost like the zoomies with the little butt tucks. Because she is around fire and magma and sulfur, and she is a hellhound. It's what she's made of. So you look back as you yell run. The rest are looking forward as right in the middle, Inferno Jones is running and Emberly slips off. And as she touches that pocket of sand, she slips through a sinkhole. And that's where we're going to go ahead and end the session.
God damn it.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Boys. If you're still here with us, even after that heavy announcement last time and giving our new cast a shot, we cannot say how much we appreciate you. You are the true MVPs, and we are just so grateful for you. Remember, newer groups take some time to figure out their dynamics and their editing equipment, so we really appreciate your patience, but trust me, it only is going to get better from here. You can check us all out on all the social medias, Discord, Instagram, Blue Sky, TikTok, you name it. We're probably there. And you can check out some really fun backstory pieces from these new characters, along with some little recaps of how we decompress after each session, getting to know each other, things like that, on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/thedungeonboys, spelled B-O-I-Z. We hope you have a phenomenal week and can't wait for the next episode. And as always, may all your space travels be safe.